God bless you all, brothers and sisters. Greetings from Panama. On behalf of my wife, we always remember you all, always wishing you triumph, success in the Lord. May the God of heaven keep you, safeguard you, and bless you. May God make his face shine upon each of you, all brothers and sisters. Yes, hardships are there. The pandemic is there. Even though it is no longer as alarming, but it is there and it is taking lives every day, getting people sick. But it isn't as alarming because people can now go out, they come and go, they run their errands, they go to a mall, they go to a restaurant, they buy their things, go to work, and so it isn't as alarming. But because people always think, oh, that's meant for someone else, but not for me, so that is a very difficult way to think, brothers and sisters. It's very hard to think that way, but there are some beautiful words from my Lord. When he was conducting his ministry on earth, he highlighted the rich, about being rich for God. When the rich man planned to become powerful, acquire goods, to hoard food. And he said to his soul, eat, drink, and be merry, because you have a lot of things for many years. And yet, according to the passage we find in Luke chapter 12, it states that God told him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? That is the way for those who are not rich toward God. How sad to be poor toward God, insofar as God. Brothers and sisters, we speak with authority because we have a witness who is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit advises, talks to us. He has different ways to guide us, dreams, visions, prophecy, or circumstances that happen, and you extract what is good from those things, and you are ready. How beautiful is our Lord, who uses even angels to safeguard his people. Logically, it is all from God. It's not that we're going to pray to angels. No, no, no. We have that clear. Our sister made it clear. So, being rich toward God, that's what matters. There is a material type of wealth. We don't stand against it. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy, in its last chapter, the last verses of Timothy, he said, command those who are rich in this present age not to be this or not to be that, but to lay hold of eternal life. And in the church, there are rich people. We don't have anything against rich people. Rich people is not a sin, being rich. They are blessed. They are happy. How nice. That's good. We're happy for them. But there is a wealth that is greater, which is the one we would like to, in the middle of this pandemic, to have this wealth from God, which is God himself. Riches that he offered to the Samaritan woman, saying to her, if you knew the gift of God, the gift is a present. Jesus Christ was that gift. And if she knew the gift of God, she would ask him and he would give her drink. living water. So today, the Lord is our gift, who offers us living water. He offers us happiness. He offers us joy, a holy life, a renewed life, a new life, a life in abundant, a life that is prosperous. Of course, there are difficult moments. There is tribulation. I remind you, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Psalm number 23, that's where it's stated. So there are difficult moments. But also, I remind you, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, and He will deliver us from the snare of the fowler, and we will not. Meaning that, how beautiful is this psalm? But there is a verse in this psalm, which is 14, states, because He has set His love upon me. How beautiful, brothers and sisters, to love God above all things, above yourself. Loving Him, whatever the cost. How beautiful it is to love our God. It is a privilege that many, many are oblivious to, but the church is preaching it. We always are taught about loving God above all things. There is a beautiful example, a character whose name was Abraham. God deemed him His friend. In the difficult moments when God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and a nephew of Abraham dwelled in there, Abraham said to God, and he said that he drew near. Of course, we understand that this was through prayer. And says, if there are 50 righteous, Lord, would You destroy all 50 righteous? God said, no. And if there are 45, and if there are 40, and if there are 30, and if there are 20, Lord, and if there are 10 righteous, would You destroy them? And God said, I would not destroy them. Therefore, God sent deliverance to Lot, the nephew of Abraham. What a beautiful relationship. What a beautiful wealth. That's the wealth we need, the wealth we are preaching about. God said in a message to the churches, He said, I counsel you to buy from Me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, that you may see that you are not sad, that you may, meaning that your nakedness may not be revealed, so that you have eternal life. Meaning, brothers and sisters, the things of God is wealth, rich toward God. There is a wealth that is material, people grow weary about, and they focus on getting it, attaining it. That's nice to make a living with your hard work. But they are oblivious that there is a wealth that is offered. There is a wealth called the God of heavens, rich toward God, according to the words stated to the full rich man who was making plans and turned out that, meaning he was unprotected, he didn't have any security. Because a person who is poor is someone who is defenseless, doesn't have any resources or no one to help him. Likewise, it's with a poor man toward God, doesn't have anything, whereas whoever is rich toward God, it states that God encamps all around those who love Him. How beautiful is it for God to be around those who love Him? How beautiful is it for God to be with each of us, with each one that we attempt to talk about God to, so that they may be rich, brothers and sisters, so that they may reign, so that they may live comfortably, happily, so that God will keep them. God has already proven us his love. He became flesh. He walked among men. He preached among men. He was sold for some coins. He was betrayed. They whipped him. They spat at him. Everything for us. He endured everything for you and I. To pay for the price. So that we could be purchased at the price of blood. So that we could become property of the kingdom of heaven. Now, it is up to me to incline my heart to him and to love him. He has already loved me. Now it is up to me to love him. It is up to us to love God above all things. A type of love, type of affection that is that there's nothing to compare it to. Well, we do have our loved ones we love very much, of course we do. But my Lord left everything for you and I. He left his kingdom, his glory, his greatness, everything he left to become a man. To come for us. How beautiful. But how do we ensure this? Well, he has sent us the Holy Spirit, saying, it is necessary for me to depart. If I depart, I will send you the Holy Spirit. And how beautiful, brothers and sisters, how beautiful is it to have this greatness in our lives, rich toward God, rich in the Holy Spirit, rich in spiritual gifts, rich in knowledge, rich in faith, rich in eternal life, rich in goodness, in mercy, rich in doing good. Such wealth, brothers and sisters. What a beautiful lifestyle wherein we lack nothing also, because Psalm 23 also states, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Lord of glory, how great, how blessed is your name above all the earth, Lord. How beautiful is your word, my God. How comforting is it to meditate on your words and to think about you, Lord. Rule, Lord, on our lives. Rule over our hearts. Make us rich toward you. Make us feel certain, secure. Make us feel strong, God. And when we call on you, my King, may your ear be inclined to us so that you may give an answer, solution, so that my Lord heal, so that my Lord will work deeds. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I beg you that your hand be stretched out upon each of those who seek you, who strive, those who love you. Father of glory, there is no greater love than yours. Lord, truly you, the one you've given us. Allow that our love may also be great for you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be better citizens of this kingdom, the blessed kingdom which is your church. The blessing for all my brothers and sisters, north and south, east and west. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters. God bless you, and may God keep you.